charts number one for hit music, Red FM. Yeah, it's really addictive. That's Hello Goodbye, new tune, and Here in Your Arms on the Red Zone, where this week we're teaming up with Ulster Bank IRFU, Summer Scrummage, Rugby Camps. They're happening all over the city and county. And if you want to go along, especially if you're aged between 6 and 13, we have got places up for grabs. And if you win, it's yourself and a friend that can go along. Anyway, they're happening in Closer Stefan Efa from July 9th to the 13th. Y'all at Rugby Club from July 30th to August the 3rd. In Fermoy as well, from August the 6th to the 10th at the Rugby Club. Ballincollig Rugby Club as well, August 13th to 17th. And Cove Rugby Club as well, August 13th to the 17th. If you want to find out more, if you're a mum or dad and you're listening, you can log on to irishrugby.ie. Anyway, he's checking in. He wants to get a place for his daughter, Kaylee. We've got Stuart McKay on the line right now from Middleton. Hey, Stuart.
How are you?
We're not too bad. You just have to finish up work today?
I'm just actually going to work.
Oh, you're going to work?
5 o'clock.
All right. So what time will you wrap up? Are you on night shift or something?
Yeah, I'm up for the night now, so.
All right, okay. So you'll be sleeping during the day, bit of a night out, so I suppose. Anyway, you want to say along your daughter, Kaylee? She's a fan of rugby, I take it?
Yeah, she loves it.
Okay, right. How many points is a try worth?
5 points.
That's the one. I'll tell you what, give good news to Kaylee. Maybe send her a text or give her a call. And she wants to bring a friend along with her. Which camp does she want to go to? What would suit her?
I suppose you all have been here in the middle, you know, like.
Yeah, it would actually. Yeah, y'all rugby club. Anyway, she's going to get herself a Canterbury kit pack, which includes like the shorts, t-shirt, socks, rugby ball, poster.
She'd be thrilled.
And she's also going to get a cert that she can stick up on her wall to say that she attended one of these camps.
Great stuff, she'll be thrilled. Thanks, Phil.
No problem. Daddy's girl, I'm telling you, all done and sorted. All right, Stuart. Take it easy. There you go. Stuart McKay from Middleton. And if you've got, you know, son or daughter, or maybe if you're listening right now and you're aged between 6 and 13, tomorrow at 4:30, we'll give you that question. Just text your answer. And it could be like Kelly, head along to the camps. Anyway, that's it here on Cork's Red FM. Oh, before we go, just in case you missed out, a couple of people are checking on text. Phil, what's the story with Red FM's Just Delicious World Tour? Well, you know, Justin Timberlake is kicking off his world tour. Beyonce, she's doing her gigs as well. We're going to be sending our very first RVP. What the hell is an RVP? We want to make you feel important because we're going to fly you to Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas. You're going to be there for 3 nights. We're also going to get you to fly and see Beyonce in Los Angeles. $1,000 spending money. You're going to have a day trip to Universal Studios or Disneyland. And all you got to do is tell us where we've hidden the tickets. That's all you got to do. Listen out for your cue to call over the next couple of days. And we'll be asking you to tell us where do you think we've hidden the tickets for Red FM's Just Delicious World Tour. Get it right and you and a friend could be heading away. Stevie's coming up on Red Drive, getting you home. And also he's got the hit list, brand new, kicking off from 7.
My first job, old lady's house, oak door and me. Even then I had it. People noticed me when they walked in. So I went to recruitirland.com, got into films, did a few coffin jobs. Then I got my first big role. See? When one door closes, another one opens.
There's always a better job on recruitireland.com.
The new Furniture Centre, Watercourse Road, Blackpool, celebrates 30 years in business. Up to €2 million of stock to clear, with incredible offers in all departments. Don't miss out. The 30th Super Anniversary Sale. Now on at the new Furniture Centre, Watercourse Road, Blackpool. Open 7 days, Sundays 2 to 6, with a car park at the rear.
The Top Tiles top offers continue with fantastic reductions on selected ranges of tiles and wooden floors. For Dais Wall Tiles, we're 15.95, now an amazing 6.95 per square yard. For Dais Borders, now less than half price. Blanco Brillo Wall Tiles, now €6.95 per square yard. Rossa Floor Tiles, only €4.95 per square yard. Semi-solid single plank oak floors, were €42, now just €36 per square yard. Phone 421-348 or call in today and see many more fantastic savings for yourself at Top Tiles and Wooden Floors, Unit 1, North Business Park, Mallow Road.
At Vivas Health, you have more choice in healthcare and all at the best price. Choose any hospital in the country or choose to get money back on GP visits and alternative therapists. So don't just renew with your existing provider. Call now for a free quote and make an informed decision. Contact your financial advisor, visit vivashealth.ie or call us on 1850 71 66 66. Vivas Health. More power to your health. Vivas Insurance Limited, trading as Vivas Health, is regulated by the financial regulator. Terms and conditions apply.
At Donatello's, we're all about size. The big dog. Cork's only 22-inch pizza has to be seen to be believed. Or try the generous extra toppings on our tasty new barbecue chicken deluxe pizza. And Donatello's have now opened 3 more stores in Vermoy, Middleton, and Thurles. Donatello's. Bigger, better, fresher.
Enjoy the live jazz sounds of the Len McCarthy Duo every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Fota Island restaurant at the Sheraton Fota Island Hotel and Spa. A great way to pass a Sunday afternoon with beautiful scenery, delicious food, and great music. Sunday Jazz Brunch from €37.50 per person, €20 per child, includes a complimentary glass of sparkling wine. To make a booking, call 021-4673-000.
This is Cork's Red FM. Here's Fiona with the latest.
Intense news this hour. Gardaí and Mallow investigate rape claim.
And in sport, Federer cruises to first round victory.
On air. On air. Online.
This is Cork's Red FM 10 to News.
A Garda probe is underway in Mallow after claims of an alleged rape were made at the weekend. They received reports yesterday morning that a woman in her 20s had been attacked at a house in the Drumahan area. Kerry Gray has the details for Cork's Red FM.
Garda in Mallow say they're following a definite line of inquiry following reports of an alleged rape in a house in the Drumahan area in the early hours of yesterday morning. The victim was taken to the sexual assault treatment unit in the South Infirmary Victoria Hospital. Garda were contacted yesterday by a third party on behalf of the woman. They later interviewed her and it's understood the alleged attacker wasn't known to her. A number of other people have been questioned in connection with the rape claim, although no arrests have been made. Investigating officers are not seeking any witnesses in relation to the incident. Kerry Gray, Cork's Red FM.
Leading news in Cork.
One of the jurors in the Joe O'Reilly murder trial has been discharged because of a comment she made about the accused guilt or innocence. Mr. Justice Barry White told the woman that the presumption of innocence was a fundamental principle of our justice system. He said there was always a risk she may be influenced by rumours and he sent her home. The judge is going to proceed with the remaining jurors of 2 women and 9 men. Joe O'Reilly of Baldara, the Knoll in North Dublin denies murdering his wife Rachel at their home in October 2004. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks.
First for breaking news.
A post-mortem carried out on a man who died in Carlingford, County Louth yesterday confirms he was stabbed. 44-year-old Joseph Hosford of Mountain Park in Carlingford was stabbed during a row on a building site. Meanwhile, 2 men are due to appear before Drogheda District Court in connection with an assault which occurred during the same incident. The victim of that assault is currently being treated in hospital. Petrol prices could be increasing by 33 cent a litre. Green TD Trevor Sargent says VRT will be abolished and higher petrol prices introduced as part of the government's tax review strategy. In order for these to balance, Fine Gael's finance spokesman Richard Bruton says the rise would have to be 33 cent per litre and not a couple of cents, as Minister Sargent claims.
The reality is that it would add an additional 33 cents to a litre of diesel or petrol. Now that is a very serious burden, which will have to be borne by many people. Now, I don't know whether Trevor Sargent is speaking on behalf of the government or whether he's just shooting the breeze on this issue, but I think we need to see a statement from Fianna Fáil, particularly to see is this part of government policy.
Red. First for local news.
Cork City Council is being urged to abandon plans for a landfill facility in Mayfield. A group of angry residents are protesting on the site at Tinker's Cross this afternoon. The green field was at the centre of another controversy last year when the council proposed to turn it into a park and ride. Residents opposed that idea as well, claiming it would lead to major traffic congestion in the area. They say the site is totally unsuitable for a landfill and would be much more beneficial as a recreational facility. Speaking to Cork's Red FM, Michael Scannell says they're looking for support from the council.
We've been continually over the past 12 months talking to the councillors in the area, and unfortunately we've been getting nowhere. They're just hoping the whole thing will go away, or that we'll go away, you know. Well, we're not going away. We don't want people coming up patronising us. We just want some action and we want support, you know, and we don't want to dump next door houses.
Gardaí are reporting that they found 2 pipe bombs at Emly on the Limerick-Tipperary border over the weekend. The devices were discovered following a tip-off from a member of the public. They've been brought to Garda headquarters in Dublin for forensic examination.
First for award-winning news.
Inquiries are continuing into a helicopter accident at the Salt Hill Air Show in Galway at the weekend. One man and two women were injured when an emergency door fell off an RAF helicopter onto a group of spectators. Britain's Ministry of Defence, the Irish Aviation Authority, the Air Accident Investigation Unit and Gardaí are investigating. Spokesman Jurgen White is trying to find out whether the emergency door came off because of a mechanical malfunction or if it was tampered with.
The indications are obviously that the emergency door separated from the main door shortly after takeoff. Now, there's two general scenarios that we'll be looking at. We will be interested if there was a mechanical failure of the door in the locking mechanism that would have allowed the door to release, or if the emergency door handle itself had been tampered with prior to the aircraft departing Salt Hill.
A vigil is being held for kidnapped journalist Alan Johnston on the day his captors release another video. British reporters in the video appear... Apologies, it comes on the day his captors release a video in which the British reporter appears with what he says are explosives strapped to his body. He warns against attempts to free him by force. The BBC is also calling for his peaceful release. Reporter Julian Mannion, who's on the Gaza border, says the kidnappers are reacting to international demands.
The purpose of the video is to react against the mounting pressure by Hamas against the group holding him. The very fact that they're making these threats is an indication that the pressure is being directed at the right place.
And that's the news at 4 minutes to five.
Federer through to the second round of Wimbledon. Sport is next.
Log on to cashmansbookmakers.ie. Airtel pages 284 to 286. Red FM.
Of course I feel guilty and yes, I'm leaving for a better, well, model. And what's wrong with that? As soon as I saw her, I knew it.
The stunning new Volkswagen Polo at Turner's Cross Motors. Unbeatable deals this June and July. But how you handle relationships is your business. Click turnerscrossmotors.ie.
Turner's Cross Motors, authorised Volkswagen dealer. If you like Volkswagen, you'll love us.
Castle Park Village in Mallow is a development nestled in a picturesque landscape within walking distance of Mallow Town Centre. All Castlelands homes are fitted with special features such as luxury kitchen with granite worktops, underfloor heating, central vacuum system, whirlpool jacuzzi bath and burglar alarm. Castle Park homes hold an A-rated energy label, saving up to 50% off your energy bills with solar panels, upgraded insulation and high-efficiency boilers. Viewing is essential. Log on to castlelands.com or call 022-22919.
Cork's Red FM Sport with Aer Lingus.com. Your first team for flights from Cork to Paris.
Starting with tennis, and Roger Federer safely through to the second round at Wimbledon. The defending champion beat world number 86, Timur's Gabashvili, in straight sets, taking just 1 hour and 30 minutes to do so. Tim Henman is carrying the British hopes this year in Andy Murray's absence. He's taking on 25th seed Carlos Moya at the moment. They're playing the first set there now, and Henman leads 3-1 at the moment. Elsewhere, Thierry Henry has undergone a medical in Barcelona. The French striker will be presented with his new Barca jersey shortly and will be officially unveiled as a Barcelona player at a press conference in the new camp later this evening. Henry is looking forward to a new challenge with the Catalan club, but says Arsenal will always have a place in his heart.
I had a special relationship with the fans, special relationship with the boss, with Mr. Dean, with everybody who was attached to Arsenal. Arsenal will always be in my blood, in my heart.
Official radio sponsors to the Rebel Army with Beamish and the Evening Echo.
Well, Cork City winger Liam Kearney says his team can't afford to be complacent ahead of their Intertoto Cup first round second leg tie against FK Valur. The Rebel Army defeated the Icelandic side 2-0 in Reykjavik on Saturday. The second leg takes place this Saturday night in Turner's Cross in front of what club hope will be a sellout crowd. But Kearney told Cork's Red FM that they can't afford to take anything for granted heading into the game.
At the end of the day, you know, they could come over here, get an early goal and put us under pressure from then on. So you can't take anything for granted, as we kind of realised in the past from Europe. So they're going to have to come out in Turner's Cross and try and beat us, obviously, and at home as well in York we've always done well in the past, so hopefully we can just keep the head and get the result we need.
Kick-off in Turner's Cross on Saturday night for that one is at 7 o'clock and tickets are now on sale. Elsewhere, there's one game in the Arkham League Premier Division tonight. Bowes can move into third place in the Arkham League with a win over Waterford at Dalymount Park. Finally to racing, there's a meeting in Kilbeggan this evening. The first race goes to post there at 6 o'clock. I'm Colm, that's your sport on Cork's Red FM with AerLingus.com.
Cork's Red FM weather with Kearys BMW.ie. You're just one click away from the BMW of your dreams.
Mostly cloudy with a few sunny spells right now in Cork City and County. Some rain expected to return this evening though, so get those umbrellas out.
Red Drive with Stevie G.
And Dixon. Ballincollig Shopping Centre.
First for the latest technology.
Red FM.
Cork's number one.
106.